From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting the coup in Burkina Faso comes to an end.
Declaration.
The coup leader apologized to the country, says he plans to hand over power to a civilian government. In his statement, General Guibert Diendéré says he will step down as the country's de facto leader at the conclusion of talks mediated by the Economic Community of West African States. U.S. National Security Advisor Susan Rice is warning China that Chinese-sponsored cyber espionage is a major stumbling block to U.S.-China relations. Speaking in Washington, she said such spying must stop. The comments come just 3 days ahead of a state visit by Chinese President Xi Jinping. The head of the International Atomic Energy Agency said Monday significant progress has been made in the UN's long-running probe into allegations Iran worked to develop nuclear weapons. Yukiya Amano said he reported to the IAEA's board about a trip to Iran that included a visit to the Parchin military site that's been the key focus of the investigation. Amano said environmental samples were taken at Parchin before his visit in a process that he said included Iranian representatives, in his words, swiping samples. Amano said authentication by the agency of the samples was achieved through an established verification process. Iran's state-run news agency quoted a spokesman for the country's nuclear agency as saying the samples were taken without IAEA inspectors present. Pope Francis landed Monday in Santiago, the last stop of his tour in Cuba. He was praised for helping to build ties between Cuba and the United States. This is VOA News.